turn on the ceiling light.
This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is January 14th, 1983. The interview is taking place in the room of Mina Borison at Foss Home and is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name?
Mina Wilhelmina Marie.
Mina?
Wilhelmina. Marie Borison, or Strum, rather. My maiden name was Strum, but now it's Borison, of course.
Do you go by Mina or Mina?
Mina.
Mina.
They call me Mina.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
When and where were you born?
In Oslo, Norway.
Oslo?
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
In the city? When?
Yeah. Oh, in the 83, 4th of April.
4th of April, 1883.
1883, yeah.
So you'll be 100 years old.
In April. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
The parents' name was Olaf Andrews, Andrew. Andrew, Olaf Andrew.
Andrew?
Strum.
Strum.
And then my mother's name was Marie. Her name was Marie, too. I can't think of her first name. Marie, anyway.
Marie, and her maiden
Marie.
Name?
Yeah, it was Salgor.
Salgor?
Salgor. S-A-L-H-E-H-L-G-A-R-G-A-A-R-D.
Mm. Now tell me about them. Were they from Oslo, both of them?
No, they were from Kongsberg, Norway. They call it Kongsberg.
Oh.
They were, my mother was from there anyway.
Uh-huh.
My father was from Oslo.
He was from Oslo?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about them. What did they do?
Well, he would say he had a business for himself for a while, but they both died kind of early.
Well,
mother
kind
of went 39 and father was 55 when they died.
Oh, my.
And there was some lung trouble.
Was it TB?
Yeah, my mother, I guess, had it. And my father had the pneumonia.
Oh.
And that time they didn't have the medicine, you know, to cure things with.
What kind of a business did he have?
He had the clothing business, made coats and dresses and things like that.
Was he a tailor? Mm,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, he was a tailor, I guess they called a tailor.
Uh-huh. But your mother just stayed home? And
yeah, my mother. Or she had eight children, so she
stayed
for a while. But then three died when they were small babies.
Oh.
And then I'm the youngest one of five, but now I'm all alone. I got nobody.
Yeah, but you're the youngest.
Yeah,
they're
all the ones are gone, all of them are gone, except me.
What happened to you then when your parents died so young? How old were
well,
you?
Well, I was 15, my father died.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my older sisters and these went out. And my older sister was 6 years older. He worked for the telephone company. And then
did she keep the home then?
Yeah.
She older
did.
Sister?
Well, yeah. My brother went over here to America, and my sister, another sister, went over to America. They were over here.
Oh.
So I came, I was...
Let's talk more about Norway first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stayed right there in the home then after
yeah.
your parents died?
Yeah, we stayed in the home.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when your mother died?
My mother, nine years old.
Oh.
My father, 15.
But then your sister took care of you.
Yeah, my sister took care of me. She was older, of course, and we
mm-hmm.
stayed together. We went to Sweden for 9 years. We went to Stockholm.
Oh, why'd you do that?
How come? Well, because she said we work, more work over there. So we went over there, she
that
and
was,
I.
That was after you were old
yeah,
enough to work
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I worked a little older then. And we went to some friend of my mother's, really. She would stay with them. Family.
What kind of work did you do there?
Well, I did telephone work there too and some millinery work.
Mm. Had you been trained in telephone work?
Well, yes. No, well, I haven't been trained, but we worked there for several years.
I see. How did you get the job in the first place?
Well, we got it. They were short of help, so we got it.
Oh.
Both of us got it. We stayed with this lady, the friend of my mother.
No.
From Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden.
Did You went to school in Oslo?
Yeah, I went to school in Oslo.
What's the school?
Finished the high school.
Oh, you went to high school too?
Yeah.
Was the school close to your home?
Yeah, well, it was, so we had to walk a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1999 I came over here. I went over to my brother first in Chicago and then...
Wait, I want to hear more about Norway first.
Oh.
How about your grandparents?
Grandparents, I remember a little bit, but I can't remember when my father's father was a minister.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a...
What was his name?
He was Strom.
You remember his first name?
Strom, he was... what was his name again? I can't think of the first name.
Where was he a pastor?
He was pastor in a different part in Norway.
Mm-hmm. His wife?
Their mother's father was a civil engineer for silver mine in Kongsberg, Norway.
What was his name?
He was Salvor. Salvor.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the grandmother's name?
Well, yeah, I don't... I can't think of it now.
You can't think of their names even?
No.
Do you remember them at all?
Oh yeah, I remember some.
Mm-hmm.
My father's parents didn't live very long after I grew up though.
Oh.
I don't hardly remember them. Because I didn't see them when she died quite early too.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember going over to their house? Or?
No, yes, I was over to their house, I guess so. But I was a little that time. That was really before my mother passed away, so I was quite young that time.
Tell me about your home. What was it like?
We lived in apartments, of course. That time then nobody didn't live much in the homes. More apartments than anything, you know.
Oh, I see. In Oslo, in the city.
Yeah, in Oslo. There were mostly apartments everywhere. Okay. Everyone had that.
Do you remember Christmas time in Norway?
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of. We celebrated that for 2 weeks, just about.
Is it?
Around Christmas. Up to New York.
Uh-huh.
And we had been a lot of parties, and we had a tree, of course, and went around the tree singing.
Your tree on Christmas Eve?
Well, yeah. And there was somebody else's parties. Mm-hmm. Went around the parties, Christmas trees.
Did you decorate the tree, or did your parents?
Well, no, I didn't do much, I guess, because I was kind of little that time, so I guess the older people took it over.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the foods you had Christmas?
Well, there was a lot of good stuff, cookies and a lot of good eat.
I don't remember anything in particular that you had every year.
Some carpet and all those little cookies. Sand buckles, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but how about, what
did
you have?
Cookies.
What did you have for dinner particularly?
Had the pork roast or lamb roast or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Lutefisk, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what that is.
Yes.
Used to have that for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And we had, all kinds of things.
Did you have rice pudding?
Rice pudding and so on.
Uh-huh. Rubber grits?
Yeah, rubber grits.
So you don't remember anything particular about Christmas that was
except that you went around the tree and singing and a lot of decoration on trees. That time didn't have electric light. We had a candle light, candles on tree.
And you have to really watch those candles?
Oh yes, we have to be careful about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were not very many fires, but I know.
Were there?
No. Okay. I don't remember we had any trouble with it. Of course, I had to put them on the side, of course, kind of out of the limb of the tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you always get presents?
Yeah. Oh, yes. A present. Oh, that's a present. Oh, yeah.
So your parents had plenty of money then?
Oh, yeah. At that time, yes, plenty of money.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Oh. Of course, if my mother died, it wasn't so very much what we had, so stay together with father and so on. But, you know, when your mother gone, then it isn't the same.
No, it isn't. Did you go to church Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. And the Christmas Day, too, of course.
Uh-huh.
Celebrate both.
The
Christmas Eve, really, about in a tree were lit and so on. We had a present and so on, mm-hmm. Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Church was really important to you, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was an important day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I celebrate the whole week up to New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, you didn't get to go anyplace, though, did you, Christmas Day, or did you?
No, well, they went out for dinner, some neighbor,
oh,
or some relatives, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We went out.
And you went on to school after grade school, you said? You went on to grade school?
Yeah, I went to high school, and then in Oslo. Then I went to college after 2.
How many years is that?
Well, about, well, it was about, well, you don't go to school so long as here, that you here, you know, high school.
No.
So, I was 2 when I went to Sweden, of course, you don't. I was working afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you stayed in Sweden how many years?
In Sweden, 9 years.
9 years?
I went there in 1900 and we stayed in 1909. Then I came out here, over here.
Oh, you came
from? Came from Sweden,
right
over here.
From Sweden?
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide? What made you decide to come to America?
Well, my sister were here and my brother were here.
Oh.
But they're both gone now, of course. But they had one sister there, and she got married in Sweden. So I didn't.
Who got married in Sweden? The older sister
yeah, that I lived with.
Oh.
She got married. And so I went over, my sister was going to come over here.
The other sister? Did she?
My older sister.
She'd been writing to you all the time?
Oh, yeah.
She was
writing. Uh-huh.
What did she tell you about America that made you want to come?
Oh, well, I thought. Tried, like everybody else.
Tell me about getting ready to come. What did you do?
Oh, well, I don't know. I packed up and I got my trunk, small trunk.
Uh-huh.
I got it all packed up and everything. So, got over. Got
the clothes.
Took me 8 days to get over here.
No, you sailed
eight
from Sweden?
8 days, a boat, yeah, a boat.
What was the name of the boat?
Oscar the Second.
Oh.
I guess.
When did you sail?
I sailed on the in March. I was on the 8th in March. And I got over here on 6th of April, I think. I got to Chicago.
What year?
Or to New York. In 1999. I went to my brother first in Chicago and stayed up a little while then. From that to Omaha, Nebraska, to my sister.
How was the boat trip?
Oh, very stormy.
Was it?
Oh, I was sick.
Were you sick?
For 2 days.
Where are you?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Oh, I thought it was terrible.
Is it? Did you want to go back home?
Oh, nice. No, well, I don't know if I did or not. I didn't think I could go.
Were you alone?
Yeah, I was alone. Well, there were several other people on it, but not the nobody I know.
Uh-huh.
There were two of us in the cabin, and we both were sick there for 2-3 days. But there were a lot of good food there, and after I went to second grade, and there was a lot of nice
second
food, just in class, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And we had a lot of fun there, of course, a lot of dancing. A lot of fun going on the boat. So when we could, it couldn't be up.
Uh-huh, yeah. The food was good.
Yeah, oh yeah, very good.
Uh-huh. How many days did it take you?
8 days.
8 days?
Took me to New York.
Do you remember how much it cost you?
I think it cost about $500, I think, that day.
Did it really?
$500, I think it was.
Mm.
My sister sent me the money.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when you came to New York?
Well, my mother's a big place and stayed overnight there in the hotel.
Oh, did you?
Some lady came and met us. You see, some of them that were meet you at the port.
Oh, agent.
Agent, and they helped me to get in on the train and so on to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother met me at the Chicago bus.
Did you have to go through Ellis Island?
Oh, yeah. I went through Ellis Island. I don't remember much about it.
Don't you?
No.
What do you remember about New York?
Oh, well, I saw big buildings and so on.
Did you walk around and get to see
it? No, not very much. You were afraid to go around.
Afraid to get lost?
Yeah.
And then you took a train. Now, were you by yourself?
Yes, I went by myself in Chicago. And a sleeper, of course, at the sleeping. It took me about 2 days, I guess.
Oh, you had the sleeper?
Yeah.
Did you know the language?
Well, I could a little bit. I learned. We had a little bit English and German in school over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could a little bit, not very much.
Enough, though, so you could order food.
Yeah, I could, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my brother was there, and I stayed there a few days, and I went to Omaha, Nebraska to my sister.
Oh, she was in Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
She was married to a man at a Milner store, so I went to work for her.
Oh,
in
they ran a Milner store, did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the owner.
What was their name?
Pennell.
What?
Pennell.
Pennell.
His name was Pennell.
Uh-huh.
P-N-N-E-L-L.
And then you worked for them?
Yeah, I worked for them.
What did you want? To sell?
Well, to make some hats and things like that.
Oh, you sold?
A little bit, yeah. So at that time they made a lot of hats, you know, sew hats and things.
Mm-hmm. Had you learned that before? Mm-hmm. Or?
I had a little experience before.
In Norway?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And not in Norway, seen.
Oh, I see.
I did some in Belleville, and I did some working in the hat, for hats.
When you were working for the telephone company?
Before I started, yeah.
I see. Okay, and what did you get paid there?
Oh, I don't know how much. It wasn't very much.
But you stayed with your sister?
Yeah, I stayed and I lived with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had a store and I helped them serving and making the hats and things.
Mm. How did you like it? Did you like it there?
Oh, I like it pretty well, yeah. I was there for a few years. And then I got it, came out here afterwards. I got married. Went out, they got married the same. Yeah, I came out here. I know him from Norway.
Oh,
and
was
he was out here in Seattle.
He was in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he come to Omaha, Nebraska or something? Or
no, he didn't, no. I know him from Norway, this man. And he was out there in Seattle.
Yes.
So he called me in and wrote to me and wanted to come out to Seattle.
And he found
but you were working out there, he was fishing.
He found out you were in Omaha, Nebraska?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. But I wrote him all the time, so.
What,
and then I was married.
From Oslo?
I came from the train, went up to the minister and got married. Into a little apartment that time because that time it was hard to get anything to live, so he got the finally found an apartment.
What was his name?
Yeah, Borson. Bernard.
Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was he from Oslo?
Yeah. No, well, not really from Oslo, from outside Oslo.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And he was a fisherman?
Yeah, he was fishing out there. He used to be a deep keeper, or he used to be on the steamers going around all over the world. But he got tired of that, so he went to work to fishing.
How long had he been here?
Oh, he had been here a few years, I guess, over. I don't remember how many, a few years.
But
I've been 65 years married this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a
last year,
a real wedding or anything then?
No, I didn't. I just got up there and got married and went back to the apartment and cooked the dinner.
And you cooked the dinner?
Very interesting day. Yeah.
You had to cook your own dinner?
Yeah.
Did he buy the
food?
I was
tired anyway. Huh? I was tired from the trip anyway.
Oh, really?
A long train trip, you know,
uh-huh.
from Chicago. Took me about 2-3 days, I guess, across from Chicago.
Oh.
I was tired out anyway.
Did you know that's what you were going to do when you first, when you left?
Well, I didn't know exactly that, but I know you were going to meet me anyway, and then just went up the Pastor Green, and the Greenville, no, in the downtown Greenville. Pastor, so what's his name, that kind of thing.
He wasn't at a church?
No. No, not church, it was in the office.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 witnesses.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me the names of your brothers and sisters before we left Norway.
My brothers,
you know, the names of them.
On the names of the Olaf Andreas.
What did he?
Olaf Andrew, and my sister was Rebecca, Henrietta, where my sister in over here.
Rebecca?
Henrietta, Rebecca. Mm-hmm.
Just had one brother and one sister?
Yeah, I had two died before. Two boys died before.
What did this brother do? When, did he stay in Norway?
Well, that the he was when I was he was working in Chicago.
Oh, he was one that came to Chicago.
Brick Mason.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
So then you all came over here?
Yeah, 3 of us only.
Oh, how about the ones that were in Norway?
Inga, she got married. She got married in Sweden. Inga.
Oh, yes.
Christina.
Uh-huh.
Christian name. And now they were Johanna. The oldest sister, but she died many years before. She was the oldest.
And she stayed in Norway,
Oslo? Yeah. Well, she was dead when I left off, went over. Mm-hmm. She died. She was 21.
Oh. She died TB too?
No, she. I don't know whether pneumonia, I think it was. She died.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
then, did you work after you got married?
Well, no, I didn't. Just took care of the home.
Well, you had
bought
a
house and we had a. Well, when I got out there, we got the. We had a big place here, out in the Wallingford Avenue.
Oh, you bought a house
and,
here?
Yeah, they had a big yard and I had a chicken and everything. So I kept busy. Oh, yeah. Chicken. It was a big place, a big yard and everything to take care of.
Uh huh. Did you have enough chickens to sell eggs?
Oh yeah, that's all eggs.
Oh.
So chickens too.
Now was he gone all the time?
Yeah, he was born and not fishing that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I took care of the yard and took care of the chicken. And when that boy came along, of course I had to take care of him.
Oh yeah, your boy.
Well, I got out in 1917, he was born in 1919. So I was an old woman when I hit the boy. Just one boy.
Just one boy?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
His name is Roy Bernard.
And what did he do?
He's down in Oregon now. He used to be working for the Internal Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
He's been retired for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's living down in Oregon, Salem, Oregon.
Does he have a family?
Yeah, he had got 2 boys. And I got 8 great-grandchildren.
Oh, the boys are married then?
Oh yeah, don't mind.
What do the boys do?
They are, one is in the civil engineer for the bridges down in Oregon. And
for
they
what?
Are bridges in Oregon, bridge work in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the oldest one is taking care of him of the television. He's working on television store. Checks in television.
And they all live in Oregon?
Yeah, they all live in Oregon.
Mm.
Salem, and my son lives in Salem.
Uh-huh.
Lived there for many years. He moved around, of course, when he was in the entire revenue. He was traveling around different places in Oregon. He was passed around. And the boys, one in Beaverton and one in Sweet Home. Oregon,
mm-hmm.
The other boy. And the great grandchildren, of course, they live in home.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you're up here all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm all by myself. Got nobody here. No more relatives or anything.
How come the boys went down there?
Well, I got the work done in Astoria, my son.
Oh.
Got a job down there in Astoria.
Yes.
Where I gained our revenue. So,
mm-hmm.
since that, they've been down there.
Oh, I
see. Just tramped around different places in Oregon.
Well, let's go back to you now. You had this big home here in Seattle.
Yeah.
You said. And you stayed
home. Well, from that I moved to some other place. Of course, I lived there all the time.
You lived there all the time that your husband was living?
No, I didn't. We lived up on 85th.
Mm.
And then they were taking, they took that home for the freeway. So I had to move out from there. Then I moved out and said to Ballard, but they down to 6th Avenue down Ballard. West Woodland, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my husband passed away down there, from there.
Oh, how old was he when he passed away?
He was about, 17, 18 years ago since he moved, since he passed away.
Oh.
And he was past 80
mm-hmm.
when he passed away.
Well, he must have been home a while then. He didn't fish all that time.
Oh, no. He wasn't fishing all that time.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever
was home. No, he didn't own the boat. He was cook on the steam, on the boat.
Oh, did he go way up to Alaska?
Yeah, oh yeah. And up way out.
Did he make real well in the fishing?
Well, so and so.
Well, being cook, would he get the wages or?
Well, yeah, they know that they buy the, you know, the trip.
I see.
They get in.
Whatever fish they got.
Yeah, they got dividing.
Oh,
uh-huh. No, I didn't get really rich on it.
How many months of the year was he fishing?
Oh, he was fishing from the early spring to late fall. And he was home at winter, of course, during the winter time.
So he wasn't home very much?
No, he wasn't home very much. Come home sometime, of course, every, in trips and so on. But stayed home for a few days and out again the winter.
So you took care of your boy by yourself then, didn't you?
Yeah, most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Did you, were you active in the church?
No, I didn't really belong to the church. I go went to the church. I'm Lutheran, of course.
Uh-huh.
Raised up Lutheran.
You didn't raise your boy Lutheran?
No, well, yes. No, they turned over down in Oregon. His wife is from Presbyterian.
I see.
So they had turned over to another, not the Presbyterian either, the Methodist, I think, to go down there, church, Methodist church, down in Oregon.
Was he baptized and confirmed in the Lutheran church?
Yeah, he was baptized. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just baptized.
Mm-hmm.
So your family in Norway must have been very active in the church because you said
My father, my grandfather, of course.
Pastor?
Lutheran pastor.
What happened when you got here? How come you didn't keep it up?
Well, I went to church, but I didn't follow any. No, I didn't go.
You didn't? Weren't active in it?
Mm.
Were you active in Scandinavian organizations then?
Well, no, I didn't belong to very much or any
you didn't.
Organization, no. I didn't.
You didn't go to Sons of Norway or?
No.
You didn't? How about a PTA or anything like that?
No, I didn't. I went to the PTA night, school, of course, where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Not there.
What did you do all the time that your husband was gone then?
Well, I had that big, for a while we lived there in Wallingford there. We lived there for so many years, rather. Plenty to do, take care of the yard and chicken,
mm-hmm.
and garden, and fruit and vegetables.
But you didn't have anything outside the home?
No, I didn't.
To be active in?
Mm-hmm.
And your husband wasn't either, I suppose? When
no, he wasn't. He didn't go.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep up other Scandinavian traditions, like the food?
Well, in a way I did, of course, but not too much.
Well, what do you mean in a way?
Well, I did, too. Of course, in North American.
What?
Oh, at the, well, I cooked them some on the kitchen and some American food, of course. Mm-hmm. When they come here, you take those.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm wondering if you kept up any of the Norwegian foods
cookies and things like that. And, mm-hmm. and some of the meals that cook more Norwegian.
Like what?
Oh, the cabbage rolls and
uh-huh, you made those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had some, of course, they had the lutefisk, of course, sometime. And he, of course, as much as he was fishing, he had a lot of fish.
Oh, he'd bring home fish?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Got the fresh fish, salmon or halibut or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So.
But no, you didn't have anything particular foods that you always cooked Christmas Eve or Christmas
no,
Day?
No, well, Christmas Eve was the lutefisk.
Did you?
Yeah, lutefisk. Yeah, that mostly.
Did you have Riesengrundgröt too?
Yeah, Riesengrundgröt. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How did you fix your Riesengrundgröt?
Oh, well, cook it all yes, with the milk. Cook it with the salt, yeah, milk.
And then you put it in a bowl or do you put it on a plate?
Well, they put it in a, either that, in a plate or on a bowl, either way.
What did you put on it to eat it?
We had the cinnamon and salt, cinnamon and sugar.
And butter?
And butter, milk.
Oh, milk too, on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Did that.
Mm-hmm. That's all the foods that you can remember that you cooked, or?
Well, yeah. I guess we had the pork roast and so on for Christmas.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And of course, I had the chicken. I had a lot of chicken, cooked that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the one who had to chop their heads off.
You had to do it, huh?
And you didn't like it.
Didn't you?
No, I did not.
Your husband wouldn't do it?
No, he didn't. Well, he was home, of course, he did it, but most of the time of night. Neither get myself.
Have you been back to Norway?
No, never been back.
You didn't?
I didn't have anybody over there really. It's just the cousins and I don't know where they are now. Anybody gone, anybody there or not. Mm. No, it's nobody there. Never go back and I didn't have the money anyway.
You didn't think it was really worth it to?
No.
What does it mean to you to be a Norwegian?
But is it what?
What does it mean to you to be a Norwegian?
Oh, nothing special.
Oh.
I'm more American now than I'm Norwegian, really. I've been over here longer than I've been over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't see anything in the Norwegian people that you admire? Or?
No, I had a lot of friends in Norwegian, but they're all gone now.
Oh.
I had one lady here, that was the last one I know of them. We had a bunch of us, went together at the coffee. Party and so on. Mrs. Strand, who was living here, she was 102.
102?
102 years old when she died. She would have been 102 on the 11th of this month, but she died a week before. She was here in the home.
My.
And she was the last one really at the crowd of us. We went together, quite a few.
Wish I'd interviewed her.
Gone.
I wish I'd interviewed her.
Yeah.
She's
gone.
Was her mind real clear right up to the end?
Well, no, she was kind of mixed up. She was mm-hmm. under two,
Where was she from?
Quite a few. She was from northern part up in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been quite a few, of course, two of them, several, about 8 or 10 of them have died now since the first of the year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since the first of this year?
They've been to that, yeah. The first of the year. Yeah, they're home here.
That's just 14 days.
Yeah, it is, but there are two in some days or something, there were two together, two died.
Really?
They had pneumonia, some of them got pneumonia and in the cold or so on. They've been quite old, all of them.
Mm.
But they had two old ladies went in two the same day, I guess. Mrs. Jepson, I don't know if you know her.
No,
Jepson, she's been quite a while. She's the one that's been here longest in the home, 17 years she was here. And she passed away just Puerto Rico was so long ago.
When did you come here?
I came out here to the home 12 years ago.
I could hear that.
In 1970.
Now, did you have a house before that?
Well, yes, I lived in the home. Well, no, I lived in apartment last. I sold the house and I lived in an apartment up in Finney. And
so,
then I have to move away. The lady in the, one lady in the house, I moved over here and I came out and I see her and I liked it. I came in.
Mm-hmm.
So
you sold your house after your husband died?
Yeah, oh yeah. So, but I couldn't stay all alone all the time.
Oh,
a small house, even then.
You sold it right away?
Yeah, no, not right away, but 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You got on the 6th Avenue, 66.
Then you got an apartment?
Yeah, I lived in an apartment in Finney.
Mm-hmm.
A Bookett's apartment on Finney, if you know.
No.
That's on 65th and Finney.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you go down to Oregon where your boy is?
Well, I did talk, but he said there was no homes down there. The homes down there are not very good.
Oh, really?
No. Said they had down in Salem anyway, they're not very good at all. And I didn't want to put on them, go in on them and live with them, because you know how that is,
yeah,
family.
But you're so spry, you wouldn't be in trouble.
No, well, I didn't want to bother them. They had a family down there and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Have a kind of numb fingers at the robin.
Maybe sitting like that.
No, that's kind of not trouble.
Did you teach your boy to speak Norwegian?
Well, a little bit. He complained about it. I didn't teach him enough. But I did teach him some, but he knew a little bit of it, but he didn't.
Mm.
Not altogether.
Oh. He has to talk it now?
Well, no, we don't talk in Norwegian. You say once in a while, they have a few words.
Uh-huh.
But you don't.
Mm. Can you say something in Norwegian? You talk a little Norwegian to me?
Yeah. Jeg elsker deg.
Huh?
You understand that?
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
started.
Snakke litt mer.
Yeah.
All the story?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. No.
Snakke litt mer.
Oh, well, yeah, hvor skal vi gå?
Hvor skal vi gå?
Hvor skal vi gå, yeah.
Jeg vet ikke.
Ja, jeg liker deg.
Tell me something about Oslo.
Oslo?
Yeah, tell me something.
Well, like I said, been changed a lot.
In
the Norwegian.
Yeah.
Well, that was Andersen Stordale.
Yeah,
in Norge, I Oslo.
Uh-huh.
Og det stod forandring over der. Jeg vil ikke kjenne det igjen.
Vil du ikke?
No, det vil jeg ikke.
Mm-hmm.
No.
How has it changed?
Well, there is so many new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Bygnes.
Yeah.
On the, that store, you know, det blir så mye større, og allting vet godt ut.
Yeah.
So, jeg vil ikke, jeg tror ikke jeg vil ikke kjenne igjen om jeg er over det.
Don't you think it'd be fun to go?
Oh ja, jeg vil ikke nå.
Ikke
nå? No.
Hvorfor?
Jeg vil ikke gå. Jeg er for gammel.
Nei, du ikke det.
Å jo da. For gammel skal over det nå. Jeg kunne ikke ta det.
Du ikke?
No, jeg kunne ikke.
You told her a biscuit.
Mm.
I think you could.
No.
Mm. You're so spry.
Mm-hmm. No, that'd be too late for me now to go over. And I don't think I have anybody over there now anyway.
Mm. Was it hard to find work when you first came here to the United States?
Well, it was, I got, I come to my sister.
Yes.
And she had a store and I had to work in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Chicago for a while and worked there. I worked
in
the home, old folks' home.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
No, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back to Chicago for a while, and I worked the old folks' home, like here.
Oh. Mm,
for a little while.
What did you do in the home?
They took care of the residents there and so on.
Oh, you weren't a nurse though?
No, I was not a nurse.
Mm-hmm. But you helped them anyway?
Yeah.
Why did you go to Chicago? I thought you had a good job there with your sister.
Well, my brother was there, of course.
Yes.
He stayed there. I lived with him for a while.
Oh, you wanted to go visit him for
yeah.
a while?
Mm-hmm.
This was before you came out?
Yeah, before I came out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you live with him then?
Wait, what?
You live with your brother?
Yeah, I did.
How did you like Chicago after your
brother? Oh, well, it's a big place, of course.
Uh-huh.
Not a big place. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's all right. But Nebraska, of course, is smaller. It's more cold. Of course, Chicago cold, too.
Yes.
Oh, all that snow and everything.
Uh-huh. Is that worse than Norway?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, not any worse, I don't think. Norway had plenty of snow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, how about the climate? How did you think it's better out here?
Well, there's lots of weather out here.
Mm-hmm.
The climate, but of course, a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
But the climate is a lot better than anywhere over there. Cold, it isn't a cold weather over here.
Do you think it looks more like Norway here than it does in the Midwest?
Well, certain part it is, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people had born over here. A friend of my son and daughter-in-law, and they went out to Norway, and oh, they thought Norway was beautiful. They want to go back again. They went on those tours, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go from here. Took
yeah.
more some people over there. And they had they enjoyed themselves very much. I talked to them the last week, and because my daughter-in-law's mother passed away, she lived on North Home. She passed away a short time ago.
Mm.
So I met this woman over there, and she said that she just loved Norway. She said, just beautiful
mm-hmm.
over there.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, you've been there?
Yes.
Oh,
summer.
You're Norwegian? Are you Norwegian?
I was born in Norway.
Oh, you were. Oh, for goodness sake, don't say anything about it. We're in Norway born.
When you were working here, did you work among Scandinavians at all? Or?
No, I worked, but you know, there's Americans.
Oh, it was all Americans,
yeah. Well, I worked well, of course, in my sister's store, of course, it was Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a store
mm-hmm.
in Omaha.
There weren't very many Norwegians there in Omaha?
No. Well, there was some there, but I didn't mix very much with them.
Oh, you didn't?
My sister didn't mix with them.
Oh, she didn't?
No, she didn't.
Where she went?
I don't know. She went to the Americans. She was, because she was a pianist, and she taught piano.
I see.
And I never got to study very much. I was too lazy for it, I guess. So I never got to play piano very much, but she took it up as a living, as a life.
Oh, she did?
A job.
Did she learn that in Norway?
She studied in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And I had several cousins that were pianists too. And so she studied, she took that up and she practiced. And she went to Germany 1 year to study in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And she come back here to America. She taught the children, of course, schools.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to college and she taught them there. Taught the music.
At the
piano.
College?
Yeah, college.
Oh, so she must have had a college degree then?
Yeah, she had.
Where did she get that?
Oh, she got it. She studied herself, took
here?
It up herself in America.
But you didn't
want
to go?
She went out to Dakota and my cousins were there and she stayed with them and they helped her along. She was one that really took it up.
Mm.
It's a life work.
I see.
She was good. She got concerts and so on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
But she...
You didn't do anything musical yourself?
No, I didn't. Not very much. I did play a little bit, but I didn't.
On the piano?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Piano.
But you can.
No, I couldn't say any. Too, no.
Oh, pigeon?
No. No, I never took it up, really. I was too lazy, I guess.
You didn't ever go to college, though, yourself?
No, I didn't, no.
Did you want to?
Well, I didn't want to, but I couldn't go do it.
Oh.
Hmm.
You mean after, in Norway, you couldn't?
Yeah, my dad and my parents died, and I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh. Did her husband?
But she did.
Did her husband pay her way?
No, he didn't pay her way.
Oh.
Oh, no, she was teaching piano before you were married.
She was here.
She was good. And she went to college before and stayed in, taught the music.
Mm-hmm.
Several,
mm-hmm.
Two places in Dakota and some other place, was it? I can't think of it. I'm kind of forget a lot of things.
You're not here forgetting anything. Did you feel different at all when you got here from the other people that lived here?
Well, in a home here, you mean?
No, I mean you first came here to America.
Oh, America, well, of course. It was different. It was.
But did you feel like you were different than the people around you?
No, I didn't feel any different, but I felt I didn't, of course I couldn't explain myself so good as I would have then. Of course I took a little bit English and German in school, but even then there wasn't enough to go along. I couldn't help it. Oh, I could do some, of course, say some, of course.
What was the most difficult thing for you when you came here?
Well, I don't know what it was. Everything got you.
Huh?
Yeah, everything, I guess.
Everything was difficult?
Yeah.
Was the language?
Used to language, of course.
Was the
language? Uh-huh.
What else was different?
Well, the meals and so on, food.
Was
food
it?
A little different from what I used over there.
Like what now?
Well.
What did you learn to eat here that you hadn't had there?
Well, I can't think of it. Well, it was. Well, of course, they had the same kind of meat, really. Change here.
Was it?
You had to go out, you know, when you take what you get and go after. The orders here, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got used to it now. So, I've been so long time, so I got used to it more and more.
Yeah, it was hard, I suppose, because you were so independent. You were living alone for so long. Huh?
Well, yeah, anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it is kind of hard, you know, change around, get over to the home. And nobody here on your family are here.
No.
That is a little different.
Yeah. Are you lonesome?
Well, no, not now. Of course, I know quite a few people here.
Mm-hmm.
And talk together.
Are you mostly with Norwegians here, or?
No, well, we don't talk Norwegian. That's quite a few here, but we don't talk Norwegian, really.
No, but I mean, are your friends mostly Norwegians,
yeah.
or are you mixed with others, too?
Anywhere.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Each one.
You don't see anything difference between the Norwegians and the Swedes or the Finns?
No,
or?
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to get used to everything when you come over to a new place and move.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing quite a bit of that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a lot of entertainment there, of course, and so during the Christmas, I had a lot of pianists and singers and dancers and so on. So that's the time. So that the days go by, and then I play bingo.
Oh, do you?
We play bingo twice a week. We used to have three times, but that have been twice a week. And that takes some time away, you know, playing.
Sure.
Then I pour the wine for the communion
mm-hmm.
once a month. And have the meal. I used to do a lot of work before, but I used to do a lot of knitting and crocheting.
Oh, did you?
But yeah, for the home.
Uh-huh.
For the bazaar and so on, but I can't do it anymore because my eyes are not so very good.
Did you learn that in Norway?
No, well, I learned, yeah, I did a lot of work in Norway, of course,
uh-huh.
Knitting and so on.
Uh-huh.
Then I did that in school.
Oh, you learned
but,
in school?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's uh-huh. School. And well, I came out into the home here, I started knitting a lot of pillows, round pillows.
Oh.
Picking. And I sold them from bazaar, I sold, and I guess I made over 200 pillows.
Oh, my.
And crocheting a lot of things here, little afghans and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Mm.
And did some embroidering that was used for the bazaars. So I kept busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped them in serving the coffee. And about that, and I fell, broke my hip, so then I couldn't, I haven't been able to walk very much.
Oh.
As I used to walk here.
Oh, that
and I go into the bathroom and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And used my chair.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you bring anything, any keepsakes from Norway when you came?
Well, I have some that my son got it.
Oh.
I have a few things that, that I had not, here I haven't got any room for it.
No. What did you bring?
Oh, I brought a few things of the cups and things, little embroideries and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he has it.
Were they your mother's
yeah.
things?
But the, so, I couldn't, my sister had some of it, of course, and went over.
Oh, did she?
But,
mm-hmm.
So, I don't, I can't, nothing here, I can't have,
mm-hmm.
just have a little disc. Drawers.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Crockle, line 1, please.
Well, you did really well.
Well.
Oh, I was wondering about when you were in Chicago. Did you see the people were different there?
No, I don't
oh.
think so.
Oh.
Doesn't mm-hmm. seem to me that they're different. And then the other were.
Were you here during the war?
Oh yeah, I was there during the war, first war,
uh-huh.
World War, and the second too.
Did you, were there hardships? Was it hard to find a job during the
well,
first war?
Well, there wasn't. Yeah, that I wasn't working then.
Which husband
that
was?
That was my husband. Was yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of hard. Of course, everything was high and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they. They don't seem to be so high as this now. They don't see anything.
No.
Terrible.
Yes.
Like a girl there working here today, she told me about, she had two little children, one 3 and one 5. And I thought she said it cost $40 for 2 pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
How it can exist?
It isn't easy.
No, it surely isn't.
Did he have fishing jobs all the time during the war?
Well, he had most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have, just and the price was very little, of course.
Yes.
So there wasn't very much coming in.
No, but he did
and
have
so
some, they,
yeah,
something coming in.
He had
in.
Some, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
so didn't
the prices for fish were nothing.
No.
So now they make making pretty good.
I bet you've seen a lot of changes in Seattle since
oh,
you first
goodness,
moved here.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, all those big buildings.
Yes.
Whew. Mm-hmm. You don't reckon, I don't go down very much. I come when my son come, he take me some time a trip.
Uh-huh.
But they can hardly, I don't recognize the place anymore.
Don't you?
Downtown. All those great big buildings.
What was it like when you came?
Well, they were just a smaller building, short, lower.
Uh-huh.
All the buildings, you know. And Bon Marché was downtown, way downtown. And they built that new building after I got here. And some of the stores here were modern, they were just old buildings, penny,
mm-hmm.
and so many of them, but now, my goodness, they're building all over,
yes.
everywhere.
Was Seattle very big when you came?
No, it wasn't very big. No.
But how big?
I don't remember how many there were,
uh-huh.
but it was quite a bit smaller downtown, you can just a little buildings. And because now they all the small old buildings are gone and new tall skyscrapers are coming up.
Were there a lot of Scandinavians in Seattle when you came?
Well, I guess there were. In other words, oh yeah, there was some.
In Ballard? Was Ballard?
Yeah, Ballard. Really was a pretty building.
Did you live over there for a while?
Well, yes, I lived on 6th Avenue down there. In for a little while. 6th Avenue and 66. It's a kind of West Woodland North, they call it. I lived down there for whatever the time. I lived there when my husband passed away.
Oh.
In a building down there, and I sold that. That time the prices were not very big, but now, sky high.
Yeah, that's true.
Change of.
Well, want to talk for your dog?
Yeah, I sure.